Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. In the studio with me, it's the CEO of Lifeline Central West and dear friend Stephanie Robinson. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Nice to see you again. Look, it's always good to catch up. Unfortunately, when we do talk, it's never about the greatest of topics. And this morning, similarly, we're talking about suicide. A report has come in from the Australian Bureau of Statistics talking about 2019 and the rate of suicide. It's very, very concerning.
It is really concerning, and thank you as always for talking about what's a really difficult subject. I know every year when these rates come out, I get anxiety. I hope that the rates decrease, but as we've seen, they've increased again.
Okay, so we're talking about an approximate 6% increase on figures from 2018. Mm. When you put that, take the percentages away and look at the number of lives lost, it's 3,318 lives were lost in 2019. Mm-hmm. That is huge. Mm.
It is, and I think when we talk about percentages and statistics, I often don't like talking about that because I think we're so accustomed to hearing numbers that we phase out a little bit. So I did a bit of research, and when that's like for us, we can relate to a community the size of Blaney. That's like every man, woman and child being wiped off the face of the earth. You know, that's something that we need to pay attention to and work towards changing.
I wonder, how does suicide compare as a cause of death versus things like road accidents, heart attacks, things like that? Where is it sitting in all of that?
So I again looked up the stats, and it's nearly three times the 2019 road toll.
Wow.
And then when you mentioned sort of heart attacks, well, heart disease is the number one killer of Australians, but suicide sits at number 13 overall. But when I unpacked all of those stats, every other one is people who are in their late 70s or 80s, or so they're old age issues.
Sure.
You know, this is different. I think you know, most concerning is that, you know, it's the leading cause of death for both men and women aged 30 to 59. So you and I are both in that category, and it's the leading cause of death.
Okay, wow. Now, men, it's skewed a lot more toward men, and that's concerning.
Yeah, it is, and it's consistently been that for as long as I've been in this job. It's about three quarters, and I think when you really unpack it, there's a lot of stuff to that, and which we've got to, again, as a community, work towards. And so for men, it's often about relationship breakdown. I certainly know in my experience of answering the phones, it's often when our male callers call, it's often around issues like access to children, relationship breakdowns, divorce, that sort of stuff, followed by things like financial issues, and then it might lead to problem gambling or alcohol use, that sort of stuff. You know, certainly when we look at the stats for women, the facts are that they often have suicide attempts more often than men.
Right.
However, I think us women are a little bit better at reaching out and talking and being a bit more of an open book.
And is that what the problem is with blokes still? It's still taboo to talk about your feelings. And whilst everyone's banging on about the right message, it just doesn't seem to be getting through when it's needed.
Look, I think so. I think we've got to start right back at the beginning with our little boys, and that, you know, in encouraging them that it's okay to, you know, if you fall over and hurt yourself and you cry, that's okay. It's not like, come on, suck it up, mate, you'll be right. It's like, you hurt. Yeah, that's okay. And again, if they're feeling sad, to talk about it and not do the avoidance sort of strategies. I think, again, for many people who do die by suicide, certainly depression, anxiety, stress, that's also a contributor. I think in 64% of cases, there was at least one of those things as well.
Okay. Now, look, to that end, and we say that blokes aren't talking about it, and there's that whole taboo around talking about your feelings. Lifeline Central West, in its 57 years, has had a record number of calls in that time as well, which I guess, is some good news in all of this.
Yeah, and I think at first we sort of, a lot of media were spinning that as going, okay, it's going to be a huge tragedy, because these stats we're talking about are pre-COVID. So that is a real worry when we know we often say the Lifeline call numbers are a barometer for the mental health and well-being of Australians. It has been that high, but I guess I'm holding on to that hope of that maybe that actually means that people are heeding that message that we talk about so often. And, you know, I know in our region and certainly in Dubbo and where our centres are, there's some really good work going on that is all about that connection. And there are groups popping up for, you know, men where they are encouraged to gather together and, you know, it might be go for a walk or do an activity. And we know that that's sort of a really good way of connecting.
Yeah, absolutely. 13, 11, 14. If you're hearing this and think you need to reach out and talk to someone, that is the number. Once again, 13, 11, 14. There are trained Lifeline counsellors that will be able to take your call and help you with whatever is plaguing your mind at the moment. 13, 11, 14, once again, is the number. Some really alarming statistics. Where to from here? What is the solution to this?
Look, I think there's not an easy answer to that. But I, you know, the thing that I really, really firmly believe in is we often say that number and we ask people to reach out. I think what I've really... I really believe is that as a community, we've got to stand up and take ownership of this. I believe the issue to all problems, the answer lies in community. And so instead of waiting until we are personally touched by this, let's all agree that we need to make a difference in this area. And so instead of always having that expectation that people reach out, let's reach in. And so it might be that, you know, text of, you know, checking in on how someone's doing. But, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So if there's an opportunity for you to come and do a workshop with us or come and listen to me rattle on at some sort of an event or do a course that Ramps offer or something like that, get some level of education around it, because it's not hard. But you've got to be willing to sometimes ask some difficult questions. And, you know, I can tell you that most people, when they're asked a question about how they're doing or even about suicide, they are overwhelmingly grateful that somebody has noticed. Mm-hmm. And they want to be noticed because they feel invisible. So, you know, I just think that that's something that we can all play a part in.
I'm with Stephanie Robinson, the CEO of Lifeline Central West. Once again, 13, 11, 14. Stephanie, we're out of time, but as always, nice to chat. Thank you for the information.
Thank you.